Hey there, I'm Dr. Ruth Roberts. Hope you are all doing well. And we've got a couple of really good questions, so we'll jump in there. The first is Jamie is asking about this supplement for a friend's dog. And Jamie, this is where one of my family's expression really comes into use, and that is you can't push a rope. So, you know, this is better than nothing. So just think of it that way. You can give them all sorts of suggestions and they're going to do what they will with them. This isn't, you know, this gets some of the basic things in there. It's got glucosamine, boswellia, MSM complex, which has also chondroitin, looks like some collagen, more boswellia, which is strange, boron, and then hyaluronic acid. So for this 12-year-old lab, I would just go ahead and use the full human dose. Start at 2 tablets daily and, you know, just kind of go from there. Do watch for loose stool because some of these things are, you know, they can be a little pushy as far as the boswellia and sometimes the collagen. So, you know, it is what it is. At least they're trying to do something. And if they got a new puppy, that's definitely going to keep them moving and grooving. The next question Jamie had was about clinical trials. And this is where it gets really interesting. So most of the trials these days are over the immune therapy drugs. And the one you sent over was this one from University of Wisconsin. And it's looking at a phase 1 clinical trial. Means that they think it's going to work, but they're not sure. And so this is the proof of concept, essentially. And it's over this drug, trametinib, which if we look at it on Wikipedia, has been used for people with metastatic melanoma. And it works for a very specific genetic mutation. So your instinct to get Willy and actually more importantly the tumor typed I think is a good one, because all of these drugs are going to work when that specific mutation that they are geared towards targeting is present in the tumor itself. So this is what happens in people. You know, when it all goes according to schedule, it can be really helpful. You know, for my mother, unfortunately, the tumor was so damn aggressive that really not much was going to help it. But you kind of know that going forward, so you can put at peace in your mind what's appropriate and what's not appropriate. The reason this becomes more important is if we pop over to this paper, this looks at different types of tumors in dogs and looks at the immunohistochemistry markers. And so with the histiocytic malignancy, which is what Willie's dealing with, at this point, I think this paper was written in 2016, there were 4 specific markers that were present. And I saw some later papers and research, and I'll drop this for you in the comments, but I saw some later papers showing that, yep, that specific mutation that they're looking at in this study is present in some dogs with histiocytic sarcoma. So I think you're wise to not go forward with this because they're asking that the dogs not be on any other type of chemotherapy. Right now that's keeping things relatively stable. And you don't know if Willie has this specific mutation or not. And so I think it's a crapshoot, literally. And you're better off to go ahead and find out what the specific mutations are in that tumor. So I hope that makes sense, and I'm sure that you will get an opinion back. But I think that genetic testing is really going to be important. And let's see, what else do we have here? So I hope that's helpful, Jamie. Let's see, and so Hannah's making us some pretty pictures in case you're still stuck inside, but I think it's starting to warm up across the U.S. And indeed, it is almost allergy season. And we do have the quercetin and nettles product available back in stock as well. So Kathy's asking about Dotty vomiting, a little bit of brown stuff. And, you know, I think this is, if this is a one-off situation, Kathy, I really wouldn't worry about it. You know, because I think you're just, hopefully it's just a one-off, as I said, and no problems. Now, if this becomes more persistent, like you're seeing it every week, then that's another bag of wax, and that's where we need to look at adjusting diet and things of that nature. So I think that is what I have for you today. Not a lot of questions, so all good there. I think I'm gonna try and take some time off next week. And we were supposed to have an iPets Ally broadcast on Tuesday. So we may belay that until the first week of March, which will be on the 6th. So we'll get you some information out about that and what the topic will be. So what I'm doing is the once a month doing the iPets Ally Ultimate broadcast. And last month we talked about low methionine diets. And what I can do is kind of, since this is of... for all of you folks that are Ultimate members, if you've got a specific topic you'd like me to drill down on, let me know what it is, and I will do some research and figure it out for you. So to give you some frame of reference, I ended up developing a low methionine diet for dogs to try, and it is experimental, but what I'm seeing is that in the literature, Waltham, which owns Royal Canin, Purina are all doing studies on low methionine diets. And so what that means is that there is enough proof of concept to them that they're doing a little more testing in dogs in specific so that they can develop a low methionine anti-cancer diet that they can sell commercially. And wouldn't you rather make that at home? So let me know what's what. What I'll drill down into is sort of genetic testing of the tumor to help guide immunotherapy for cancer so that you can understand what that means. And I always learn stuff in the process of doing it too. So until next week, remember, your pet's best health starts in the bowl. If you've got questions, just keep them coming, whether you bring that to the Facebook group or whether you email Hannah, we'll keep you going. So take good care, and until next week, give everybody a big hug for me. Thanks.